Okay, so here are your movie assignments for next week. Okay, and so this will be good because one's on Hallmark and one's on Lifetime. So Jason Bowers, Kurt Fitzpatrick, are you ready?
Yes, sure.
Okay. So your first movie assignment is Jingle Bell. Jingle Bell, starring
just the one,
starring Tatiana Ali and get ready, Keisha Knight Pulliam. Yes, Rudy from The Cosby Show.
Great. And that's a Lifetime one.
It's a Lifetime one. So the premise is every year, Isabel and her high school sweetheart Mike rocks the annual Christmas Eve talent with a sweet Christmas duet. But after graduation, Isabel left to study at Juilliard in New York, leaving Mike behind. Years later, when Isabel returns to her hometown to write music for the annual Christmas Eve pageant, she is shocked to learn that Mike is the one directing the pageant. Will they find love and the meaning of Christmas? So that's your first assignment, Jingle Bell. Okay. And then we can have a discussion about Tatiana Ali versus Tatiana Ali. That is, Tatiana on her Hallmark movie versus Tatiana on her Lifetime movie.
Okay.
And we can see which Tatiana is best, Lifetime Tatiana or Hallmark Tatiana.
All right.
So then for our second movie, are you ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on one. Okay.
You said this annoying crit, like, yes, just tell
me. I'm ready.
Okay, I've got to find it.
I've been ready since first call. I am ready.
I got to find it. And actually, Candace Cameron Bure was on the Wendy Williams show today promoting this movie.
Big mistake.
Okay, here we go. Hold on one second. Okay, bear with me for one second. Da, 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 da.
Is this the one you mentioned before?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm just finding the synopsis here. A Shopaholic's Christmas. Confessions of... Oh, here we go. A Shoe Addict's Christmas.
A Shoe Addict's Christmas?
Yes. A Shoe Addict's Christmas, starring Candace Cameron Bure.
Please tell me that this has nothing to do with that song, The Christmas Shoes, because I will shoot all of us right now.
Okay, it's basically about a movie about a woman who is trapped in a department store over Christmas, and it's kind of like a Christmas Carol, but with shoes and a store.
Well, look, here's the thing. That sounds like, I mean, I can't imagine anything worse than that, but these are the kind of movies we have to watch.
Yes. Because
we're going to get a lot to riff off of what you just described, which I don't think I could repeat.
Right. Okay, here we are.
The premise of that movie and even the title at least sounds like it knows that it's ridiculous.
So here we go. I found it. Okay, so Noelle. So a Shoe Addict's Christmas. Noelle.
Her name is Noelle.
A holiday hater becomes locked in a department store on Christmas Eve. There, she meets a woman who identifies herself as Noelle's guardian angel and introduces Noelle to several ghosts of Christmas past, present, and future. And we know what movie that is, or we know what story that is.
Are these ghosts or just meth heads that are also in the department store in the middle of the night?
I think they're ghosts. And okay, and I saw the commercial, and what drew me to the commercial is they showed her putting on shoes, and the shoes would change to different shoes. So I feel a makeover montage in this movie. I feel.
Well, I was gonna say it's basically like a built-in makeover montage every time there's a new pair of shoes.
I'm here for it.
Yeah.
So, gentlemen, those are your assignments.
Which channel is that one on?
Oh, Hallmark. Hallmark.
Okay.
So we're actually doing. So we're doing a Hallmark and a Lifetime, and we'll see which one measures up, or how they measure up against each other.
Or how the shoe fits.
Right! Exactly. So, gentlemen, you have your assignments. This is Les Kirkendall. And once again, if you want to get a hold of us, you can find us on Facebook at A Lifetime of Hallmark. Leave your movie suggestions. Anything else, guys?
Yeah, if anyone finds any really cool shoes they want to send me, I'm on board with that.
Oh.
I'm a men's size 10.
And there you have it.
Just put it out there.
Kurt?
Yeah, you could send me stuff, too. I don't know what you want to send me, but I'd be willing to. I'm open to it. Yeah, that's fine. I shouldn't say that. I don't want kind of crazy stuff I'm going to get in the mail now.
Hey, and I love a good V-neck sweater. I'm a size small. If you're sending stuff, spread the wealth.
I gotta think of what I want. I might set up a registry.
And I love a good beanie too. A beanie or a V-neck sweater. I'm all over it. All right, guys. I will be talking to you in a couple of days because, you know, like I said in another podcast, this is basically our tax season. Movie time, the holidays.
Yeah.
So, if I happen to be flipping channels and catch a movie and I'm not able to get a hold of you guys, I'll just watch it and take one for the team.
All right. Okay.
Okay, guys. Well, I will talk to you in a couple of days. Enjoy your movies.
Okay.
Bye.
Happy holidays.
Bye.